Well, the Rand Paul henchman who stomped on a woman's head says he was just following orders. Of course, there were reprisals to this Rand Paul thing, you know, but after several attempts, no one could stomp on Rand Paul's head, which is, it's like whacking moles, you know. He can actually pull it in. That's a little different. Also known as Political Discourse America 2010. Wonderful thing. In non-Rand news, Halliburton mistakenly used Dick Cheney's denture cream to seal the BP well. The U.S. economy is growing at 2% a quarter. In 50 more quarters, we'll be 100%. Do the math. Tariq Aziz will hang. That's the first time a mascot has been executed, I think, in history. Now, Michigan State, that Sparty guy they got, should be a candidate.
Should be second.
Yeah. U.S. missiles go offline for a few precious moments. Destruction was neither mutual nor assured during that time. Then one of Rand Paul's guys stomps on a warhead. One in five vertebrates threatened with extinction. All Democrats. Come on, vertebrates, show some backbone. The latest polls show flying monkeys taking Oz. The Wicked Witch's crystal ball shows Nancy Pelosi's red slippers being plucked off her feet after the house falls on her. By a man with a fake tan. We don't know the name yet. Democrats elbow lemurs aside on way to cliff. President Obama points out to John Stewart he is on basic cable. John Stewart's rally on the mall today to restore Santee. Nice of a Jew to care, I think. Carl Rove volunteers for Sarah Palin's brain. There is an opening. Without Carl, you know, W can't even read a grocery list. He's just been helpless without Carl Rove as his brain. China comes out with the world's fastest supercomputer, the Lenovo. That's a 2.3 cow flops. That's a big one. Actually, it's a million MacBooks lashed together with bamboo, but Big Mac, yeah, the Big Mac. And the cool thing is it has the cord is magnetic. If you trip over it, it pulls right out. So. The white iPhone turns out to be insurmountable technological challenge. No, it turns out to be the white iPhone turns out to be an insurmountable technological challenge. Okay, that wasn't even worth saying. Saucy bin Laden criticizes the French for too much butter in their sauces. A shipment of fake Al-Qaeda Viagra seized in Philadelphia, trying to demoralize men of a certain age. Juan Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, rings a bell. Meg Whitman, soon to be in eBay, beyond eBay. See, I didn't get a chance to read this over because you guys quit early. Meg Whitman, soon to be on eBay, and the bidding starts at $140 million, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Clinton out pounding the hustings for change. Depends what the meaning of was with Bill Clinton. Tea Party continues to bash health care despite being covered as a pre-existing condition. Alrighty, moving right along. Mysterious package in front of White House found to be remaindered copies of Audacity of Hope. They tear the covers off, and yeah. New Zealand passes law exempting hobbits from labor laws. Brett Favre will drag a reluctant Brad Childress into Sunday's game on a bad ankle. Tavares, always the bridesmaid there, Jackson. The last Obama support group, Children of Ford and Students, deserts his camp. That's a bad sign. Charlie Sheen has to pay $12,000 for sex, and that's just to get his foot in the door. Miley Cyrus now able to claim child of broken home status. And most popular Halloween costume this year, Christine O'Donnell. Oh, wait, those are witches. That's all the news that isn't. Freak Fest is coming up. I could do this better.